This is the meanings of the Vishnu Sahasranamam based upon the commentary of Shankaracharya. Meanings are courtesy mypurohit.com and Sanskrit script courtesy Sri N. Krishnamachari, http://home.attbi.com/chinnamma. The Vishnu Sahasranamam means the thousand names of Vishnu. This narrative is based upon the commentary of Shankaracharya. Acharya Shankara reached the feet of his guru, Sri Govindapacharya, and on the bank of the Narmada, the Nambudri boy from Kaladi got initiated into the secrets of the Mahavyakyas. At the end of a short but intense study, Shankara, the inspired missionary, wanting to fulfill his glorious work, craved from the blessings of his teacher, Govindapacharya, tested Shankara by ordering him to write an exhaustive commentary or bhashya upon the Vishnu Sahasranamam. He accomplished this great task in the very first work of the Upanishadic commentator Shankara, the greatest Hindu missionary of the 7th century, thus came to see the light of day. Govindacharya, satisfied with the proficiency of the student, blessed him and set him on the road of service and action. Earning the grace of his teacher and the blessings of Lord Vishnu, Sri Shankara inaugurated an incomparable revival movement of the decadent culture of the 7th century Hinduism. We shall follow here closely Shankara's commentary and also draw our material from the Puranic literature that has an endless store of appeal to the hearts of all devotees. The Vishnu Shankara Vishnu Sahasranama was composed by Sri Vedavyasa, the author of the Puranas, and we meet this great chant in his classical work, the Mahabharata. Prince Yudhishthira, the greatest eldest of the Pandavas, at the end of the war approached Bhishma Pitamaha when the mighty grandsire of the Kuru family was lying on the bed of arrows, unconquered and inconquerable, waiting the sacred hour of his departure to the feet of the Lord. Yudhishthira, the righteous, asked 6 questions. Bhishma, the constant devotee of Krishna, the gigantic man of action, calmly answered them all. This is how we find the thousand names of Vishnu introduced in the immortal classic of the Hindus, the Mahabharata.
विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये.
शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये. For the eradication of all obstructions, I meditate upon Vishnu, who is wearing a white cloth, who is of the color of the moon, who has 4 arms, and who has a placid expression on his face. Shukla Ambaradharam. Shukla means white. Ambaram is color. Dharam means wears. This Vishnu who wears the white cloth. Shashi Varnam, who is of the color of the moon. Varnam is color. Shashi is the moon. Chaturbhujam, who has 4 arms. Prasanna Vadanam, the one who has a placid or a smiling expression on his face. Vadanam means face. Dhyayet, I meditate upon this Vishnu. Sarva Vigna Upashantayet, the eradication of all obstructions. Sarva means all, Vigna means obstructions, and Upashantayet means he quietens all of these.
Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram Shakta Sotramakalmasham Parasharatmajam Vande Shukatatam Taponidhim Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः अविकाराय शुद्धाय नित्याय परमात्मने सदैकरूपरूपाय विष्णवे सर्वजिष्णवे यस्य स्मरणमात्रेण जन्म संसारबन्धनात् विमुच्यते नमस्तस्मै विष्णवे प्रभविष्णवे ॐ नमो विष्णवे प्रभविष्णवे. श्रीवैशम्पायन उवाच श्रुत्वा धर्मानशेषेण पावनानि च सर्वशः युधिष्ठिरः शान्तनवं पुनरेवाभ्यभाषत.
सो वी स्टार्ट आवर मीनिंग्स फ्रॉम हियर. श्री वैशंपायन उवाच श्रुत्वा धर्मानशेषेण पावनानि च सर्वशः युधिष्ठिरः शान्तनवं पुनरेवाभ्यभाषत. युधिष्ठिर इज अ राइटियस मैन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंक्लिनेशन with moral integrity of a careful mortal, asks quite an interesting set of questions, which are the typical queries which the heart of seekers will always ask. And these are the questions which he asks.
युधिष्ठिर उवाच किमेकम् दैवतम् लोके किम् वाप्येकम् परायणम् सुवन्तः कङ्कमर्चन्तः प्राप्नुयुर्मानवा शुभम् को धर्मः सर्वधर्माणाम् भवतः परमो मतः किम् जपन्मुच्यते जन्तुर्जन्म संसारबन्धनात्.
So the questions of Yudhishthira, this is a dialogue between Yudhishthira and Bhishma. Yudhishthiro vacha, Yudhishthira asked, Kimekam devakam loke, devatam loke, who is the greatest lord in the world? Kim ekam devatam loke, loke is the world. Kim vapyekam parayanam, who is the refuge of all? Vapyekam parayanam. Stuvantam kam kamarchanta prapnyur manuva shubham. By worshipping whom? Kam archanta. By worshipping. Archanta is to worship. Prapnyur manava shubham. Can a man reach auspiciousness? That is peace and prosperity. Stuvantam kam prapnyur. By glorifying whom can man reach auspiciousness? Kodharma sarva dharmanam. What is in their opinion the greatest dharma? Kim japan muchite jantur. Janma samsara bandhanat. By doing japa of what creatures do one go beyond the bonds of samsara? Okay, these are the questions, and now we hear Bhishma's answers to them.
Shri Bhishma vacha jagat prabhum deva deva manantam purushottamam suvannama sahasrena purushastatatothitaha tameva chachayan nityam bhaktya purushamavyayam ध्यायं स्तुवन्नमस्यं च यजमानस्तमेव च अनादिनिधनं विष्णुं सर्वलोकमहेश्वरं लोकाध्यक्षं स्तुवन्नित्यं सर्वदुःखातिगो भवेत् ब्रह्मण्यं सर्वधर्मज्ञं लोकानां कीर्तिवर्धनं लोकनाथं महद्भूतं सर्वभूतभवोद्भवम् एष मे सर्वधर्माणां धर्मोऽधिकतमो मतः यद्भक्त्या पुण्डरीकाक्षम् स्तवैरच्चेन्नरः सदा परमम् यो महत्तेजः परमम् यो महत्तपः परमम् यो महद्ब्रह्म परमम् यः परायणम् पवित्राणाम् पवित्रम् यो मङ्गलानाम् च मङ्गलम् दैवतम् देवतानाम् च भूतानाम् यो व्ययप्रिया यतः सर्वाणि भूतानि भवन्त्यादियुगागमे यस्मिंश्च प्रलयं यान्ति पुनरेव युगक्षये तस्य लोकप्रधानस्य जगन्नाथस्य भूपते विष्णोर्नाम सहस्रम् मे शृणु पापभयापहम् यानि नामानि गौणानि विख्यातानि महात्मनः ऋषिभिः परिगीतानि तानि वक्ष्यामि भूतये ऋषिर्नाम्नाम् सहस्रस्य वेदव्यासो महामुनिः छन्दोऽनुष्टुप् तथा देवो भगवान् देवकी सुतः अमृताम् शुद्भवो बीजम् शक्तिर्देवकी नन्दनः कृसामाहृदयम् तस्य शान्त्यर्थे विनियुज्यते विष्णुम् जिष्णुम् महाविष्णुम् प्रभविष्णुम् महेश्वरम् अनेकरूपदैत्यान्तम् नमामि पुरुषोत्तमम्.
So this is a long answer given by Bhishma. We will just look at the meanings of some of the answers he gives. To the question, Kim ekam devatam loke, who is the greatest lord in the world? The first answer that is given is Pavitranam pavitram yo, mangalanam cha mangalam, daivatam devatanam cha, bhutanam yo avyayapita. He who is the very sanctity that sanctifies all sacred things, Pavitranam pavitram yo. He who is the most auspicious, mangalanam cha mangalam. He who is the God of Gods, Devatam Devatanam cha. Bhutanam yo avyayapita. He who is the eternal father of all creatures is the one God, Vishnu. Avyaya means one who never dies. Pita is father. Bhutanam is creatures. Kim vapyekam parayanam, that is who is the refuge of all? The answer is Paramamyo mahat tejah, Paramamyo mahat tapah. Paramamyo mahat brahma, paramamyah parayanam. He who is the greatest effulgence, mahat tejah. He who is the great controller, mahat tapah. Tapah means control. Paramamyo mahat brahma. He who is the supreme all-pervading truth, paramam yah parayanam, he who is the highest goal, the Lord Vishnu. The question 3, stuvantah kam kamachanta prapnyur manava shubham, by glorifying whom can reach man reach auspiciousness? The answer is Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam Stuvan Nama Sahasrena Purusha Satadostita. The Supreme Purusha, who is ever up and doing for the welfare of all, the Lord of the world, the endless Sri Mahavishnu, is the answer for that. And Tameva Charchayan Nityam, Tameva Cha Archayan Nityam, Bhaktya Purusham Avyayam Stuvan Nama Sahasrena Purusha Satadostita. By meditating upon, by worshipping and by prostrating the same Purusha, man can reach true auspiciousness. So the answers for Ko Dharma Sarva Dharmanam Bhavata Paramomataha, that is, who is in your opinion the greatest Dharma? And the other question, Kim Japan Muchite Jantur Janma Samsara Bandhanat, by doing Japa of what can creatures go beyond the bonds of Samsara? The answers are, the greatest Dharma is the one Vishnu, Anadi Nidanam Vishnu, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, who has neither a beginning nor end. Adi means beginning. Anadi means doesn't have a beginning. Nidanam or end. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, he is the Supreme Lord of the world. Loka Maheshwaram means Maha Ishwaram, Supreme Lord. Lokadhyaksham Stuvan Nityam, all creatures can go beyond the bonds of samsara, and he goes beyond all sorrows. Who daily chants the Sahasranamas and with and glorifies the knower of the world, Lokadhyaksham. Lokadhyaksham, he is the one who is the knower of the world. Stuvanityam means one who daily chants. Sarva Dukha Ati Gobhavet. So he is rid of all these samsara and all these dukkhas. The Supreme is described as that which the whole world of names and forms had risen in the beginning of the creation, and that which the world continues to exit, and into which the alone the world can merge back during the dissolution or pralaya. This Supreme is the Vishnu. So after thus answering all the questions, his thousand names, said Bhishma, I will now advise you, please listen to them with attention. This is how the sacred hymn is called, the thousand names of Vishnu, and is introduced in the Mahabharata. So now we move on to the installation ceremony of the Lord. All the ritualisms start in Hinduism with a beautiful function called the installation of the Lord in the devotee's own physical form. This is technically called the Anga Nyasa and the Karan Nyasa, the installation of the limbs and the installation in the palm. This method by which the seeker with willful thoughts and deliberate physical signs sanctifies himself to be a divine temple and installs various sacred deities in himself. This helps the student realize that though he is worshipping the Lord as a goal, other than himself, Bheda or Anya, in fact he is to seek his identity with no traces of differentiation or Abheda or Ananya between himself and the Lord. The final realization is a perfect identity, I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. The installation ceremony declares to the devotees that the chanting form of Vishnu is to be ultimately realized as one infinite reality without names or forms, in which the recognition of even the distinction of the meditator and meditation is to cease. Besides its deep significance, even though it is only for the time being, the student is also given a temporary sense of purity and sanctity in himself, and the devotee can feel inspired. So this is the body is rendered as a temple of the Lord, wherein the limbs become the altars upon which the heart of love and faith, the devotee invokes and installs various deities in this process in order to bring the full blast of the sacred suggestions to him. The repetition of each of the mantras is emphasized by a corresponding physical sign. The idea is only to establish the correct mood for devoted contemplation. Okay, we'll now listen to that.
Asya Shri Vishnor Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantrasya Shri Vedam Vyaso Bhagavan Rishihi.
For the sacred chant, the thousand names of Lord Vishnu, Sri Vedavyasa is the Rishi. Great mantras of deep significance and sublime Vedic dignity are not just mere poetic compositions by mortal fallible intellects. When a mastermind through meditation transcends the lower levels of his personality and soars to the higher mountain altitudes through his contemplation, he receives revelations which are faithfully repeated by them to the world. Such heard statements, Shrutam, have the power to stand against the onslaught of the intellect, the ravages of time and forces of criticism. Such statements, when contemplated upon by lesser seekers to in the spiritual cadence of these mantras, unconsciously uplifted, get them unconsciously uplifted into the unknown, where they come to live in a world of the experiences. So the mantra, the rishi, is the guru of the seeker who is seeking his path with the help of the great particular mantra. The rishi of a mantra is installed at the roof of the head, and this is what we will see. And in the seat of the Vishnu Sahasranam, first of all the chants, this mantra in his mind, with his right hand, thumb, middle finger and ring finger, touches the top of his head. And so the rishi is installed on the top of the head.
Anustuchandaha Shri Mahavishnu Paramatma Shri Mannarayano Devata.
Anushtup Chandaha. Chanda is the meter in which the revealed mantra comes to the teacher and is mentioned here because it orders the discipline that should be followed when chanting the mantra. Anushtup is a particular meter in which this thousand name chant on Vishnu is sung. The chant is to come through the mouth, and therefore the altar of the meter can only be the mouth. The fingers that were touching the roof of the head now come and touch the significantly the lips when the mantra is repeated in the mind of the seeker. Shri Mahavishnur Paramatma Shriman Narayano Devata. Lord Vishnu, of the form of the entire universe of variegated names and forms, is the deity of the mantra. Vishnu is the theme of the chant. The Lord of Vaikuntha is the altar at which the devotee is preparing to offer himself in humble dedication and utter surrender. Since Lord Vishnu is to the devotee the Lord of the heart, the very center of his personality, while chanting the mantra, the Shri Mahavishnu Paramatma Shriman Narayana Devata, the student with all sincerity and devotion installs the Lord in his heart, bringing the fingers from the lips down to touch the center of his bosom.
Amutam shudbhavo bhanuriti bijam devaki nandana shreshteti shaktihi.
Amrutam shud bhavo bhanurti bhijam. Every deity is a manifestation of the mighty omnipotency of the Supreme, the creator and sustainer, Shrashta of Dharma, the son of Devaki, Devaki Nandanaha, is the manifested power of the Almighty. The creative power from righteousness and peace is installed at the Nabhi point, and therefore the fingers come down from the heart region to the navel.
Udbhavah Kshobano Deva Iti Paramo Mantraha Adhara Ityastram Rathangapani Rakshobhya Iti Netram Trisama Samadhas Sameti Kavacham Anandam Parabrahmeti Yonihi.
Udbhavah Kshobano Deva Iti Paramo Mantraha Shankarbhin Nandaki Chakriti Kelakam. The mighty creative power invoked and established in the navel region cannot be as such conceived by the mind. Therefore, to nail it, keelakam, and establish it in our comprehension, the mantra conceives the power as the Lord who bears the conch, Shankha, the sword named Nandaki, Shankabrin Nandaki, and the discus, Chakra, Iti, keelakam, was the nail. This is only to show how the total cosmic power established, expressed in terms of our present understanding as creation, sustenance and destruction, is but a manifestation of the Lord. The conch, Shankha, represents the call of reality, the Lord's own declaration stated in the scriptures. Nandaka, the sword that punishes to bring joy, Nandana, to the community, and destruction, without which evolution is impossible, is represented by the concept of the chakra or discus. Here it's also to be noted that blowing or conch represents speech, sword represents action, and discus that takes off from him at his will represents his thought. Thus the great power installed at the navel expresses itself in the world through speech, action and thought. This is Shrangabran Nandaki Chakriti Kilakam. To fully conceive this form is to hold firmly the Lord's own feet, and therefore when the mind is mentally chanted, the fingers move away from the navel with both hands, the seeker touches his own feet. Here it is to be carefully noted how the Guru is kept on the roof of the head, the Veda in the mouth, the Lord in the heart, and the power in the navel, and thereby the seeker himself became so sacred that he prostrates to himself by holding his own feet. Changadanva Gadadra Ityastram. Whenever there is a large wealth in a box, it becomes a treasure and it's locked and safely protected. So when this divine installation has taken place, and therefore the body has become the temple of the Almighty, and it has become a sacred treasure house to be protected. But the seeker himself has no power to protect, so he invokes the very Astra of Vishnu, the protector of the world, to stand by for the defense of the sanctified bosom. Sharanga is the name of the bow, Dhanush, of Vishnu, and the mace, Gada, is another of his weapons. These two form the artillery of defense, which are manned by the Lord himself. At this moment, when the mantra is mentally chanted, it is significant that the student lifts the palm away from his feet and with stretched out indexed and middle fingers of the right hand snaps them on the open left palm. Rathanga Bani Rakshobhya Iti Netram. The Lord Vishnu, as Lord Krishna, placed in the part of the charioteer and gained the name Rathanga Bani or rein-handed. A charioteer has to guide every step of the horse in order for the chariot to be safe and the travel to be pleasant. Of the sense organs, the eyes, Netram, are the most powerful, and once they are well guided, all others will follow their heels. When Lord Vishnu, the charioteer, himself is installed in the eyes, the individual is safe in his spiritual pilgrimage. Therefore, invoking the divine driver with his reins in hand, Rathanga Bani, he is installed in the pair of eyes, and the moment of mentally chanting this, both the eyes are touched by the tip of the fingers. Trisama Samaga Sameti Kavacham. He, Trisama, who is glorified by the three types of Sama songs, Deva, Vrata and Prokta, he who is the very theme that is glorified by the Sama song, Samaga, he who is whose glory itself is the manifested Samaveda, Sama, he is none other than the Supreme, this great Lord, is installed an armor, Kavacham, to wear for self-protection while chanting this in the mind of the seeker, first touches the tip of his finger of each arm, the same shoulders, and afterwards crosses the arm in front of him, making fingers of each palm touch the other shoulder as if he is wrapping himself and wearing the divine armor. Anandam Parabrahmeti Yonihi. And the Supreme Parabrahma, the infinite bliss, is the very womb, Yoni, from which the universe has emerged. The procreated world of endless variety has only one eternal father, and this source of immaculate bliss, when this chanted, the seeker installs the bliss infinite at the very place of procreation himself. Rutusudarshana Kale Iti Digbandha Shri Shrirupa Shri Vishwarupa Iti Dhyanam. So this is what we'll see in a moment.
Rutusudarshana Kale Iti Digbandha Shri Vishwarupa Iti Dhyanam Shri Mahavishnu Prityarthe Sahasranama Jape Viniyodaha Dhyanam.
Rutusudarshana Kale Iti Digbandha Shri Vishwarupa Iti Dhyanam. The entire band of experience gained through the instruments of the body, mind and intellect in terms of perceptions, emotions and thoughts together is indicated by the term Vishwa. He who has manifested to be the total world of experiences must be Vishwarupa. The cosmic form of the Lord Vishwarupa is the total universe. Thus to meditate upon him, Dhyanam, as the whole universe, is a method of installing him in our intellect. At this moment, the student locks his fingers and sits in meditation. Rutusudarshana Kale Iti Digbandha. The truth, Ritam, the Lord and his weapon, they discuss, called Sudarshana, and his annihilating power, Kala. These are the mighty forces that guard the sacred temple of life in the seeker at the outer frontier of the world of influence, Digbandha. To be truthful and ever seek the great reality, Ritam, to discriminate and see the play of the Lord in all situations, Sudarshanam, and to control the very instrument of the time, Kala, which is intellect in the seeker, is to guard the frontiers of one's own spiritual world against the hordes of inimical forces. At this moment, the student snaps his middle fingers with the help of his thumb and runs his palm around his head. Shri Mahavishnur Prityarthe Sahasranama Jape Viniyogaha. Having thus installed through Sankalpa the Lord in himself and having come under the protected wings of the mighty Lord, here is a declaration how he is going to employ himself in it. He is going to engage himself Viniyoga in Japa, Jape Viniyoga, of the thousand names of the Vishnu, Sahasranama, Jape Viniyoga. Now the question is, with what motive should he undertake this chanting? The answer is, in the very statement for which it is only for the grace, Prityarthe, of Sri Mahavishnu. After chanting this declaration in his mind, the sadhaka takes a spoon of water, Tirtham, in his right palm and pours it on the floor in front of him. So this beautiful subjective ritual is known as the installation on the limbs, Anga Nyasa. Not only does the student temporarily discover a new surge of inspiration, but beginners feel highly relieved, at least temporarily, from the load of sins. So we go on to the next part.
శుభ్రైరభ్రైరభ్రైరుపరి విరచితైర్ముక్తబీజూషవర్షైః ఆనందీన పురీయాదరినడిన గదాశంఖపాణిర్ముకుందః భూః పాదౌ యస్య నాభిర్వీరతులనిలశ్చంద్రసూర్యోచ్చనేత్రే కర్ణావాశాశిరోద్యౌర్ముఖమపి దహనో యస్య వాత్సేయమబ్ధిః అంతస్థం యస్య విశ్వం సురనరఖగగో భోగి గంధర్వదైత్యైః చిత్రం రం రమ్యతే తం త్రిభువన వపుషుం విష్ణుమీశం నమామి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శాంతాకారం భుజర శయనం పద్మనాభం సురేశం విశ్వాధారం గగన సదృశం మేఘవర్ణం శుభాంగం లక్ష్మీకాంతం కమలనయనం యోగి ధ్యాన గమ్యం వందే విష్ణుం భవభయహరం సర్వలోకైకనాథం.
So we will start our meanings again from this point. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham. We meditate upon the master of the universe. Vishwadharam Gaganasadrisham Megavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Hridvanagamyam Vande Vishnum Bhava Bhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham. Vande means we meditate upon the master, Natham, of the universe, Sarvalokaikanatham. Lord Vishnu, who is ever peaceful, Shanta Akaram. Peaceful is Shantam. Akaram means who has the form of Bhujaga Shayanam, who lies on the great serpent bed. Shayanam means he lies upon. Bhujaga means the serpent bed. From whose navel springs the lotus. Padmanabham. Padma is lotus and Nabhi is navel. Of the creative power. Who is the controller of the gods, whose form is of the entire universe. Vishvakaram. Suresham means Suresh, or Suresham means Sura means God. Isham means the Lord of. He is the God of the Lords. Vishvakaram. He is of the form of the entire universe. Gagana Sadrusham. Who is all pervading as the sky. Gagana is sky. Sadrusham means all pervading. Meghavarnam. He is of the hue of the cloud. Megha means cloud and Varnam is means color. Shubhangam, of fascinating beauty. Shubha Angam. Lakshmikantam, he is the Lord of Lakshmi. Kamalanayanam, he is the lotus eyed. He who dwells in the hearts of the yogis. Yogibhir Dhyana Gamyam, and who can be approached and perceived through meditation. Dhyana is meditation. Gamyam means you can approach him. He who is the destroyer of the fear, Bhava Bhayaharam. Bhava is samsara, Bhaya means fear, and destroyer, Bhava Bhayaharam. This is the meditation upon the form of the Lord, visualizing him, thus in his all comprehensive nature, and meditating upon him, the seeker starts the Vishnu Sahasranama chanting.
మేఘశ్యామం పీతగౌశేయవాసం శ్రీవత్సాంగం కౌస్తుభోద్భాసితాంగం.
మేఘశ్యామం, whose body is of the dark color like the clouds. పీతకౌశేయవాసం, he lives in the pure ocean of milk. పీతకౌశేయవాసం means he lives there. శ్రీవత్సాంగం, he has Lakshmi, Shri, in his chest. వత్సాంగం.
పుణ్యోపేతం పుండరీకాయతాక్షం విష్ణుం వందే సర్వలోకైకనాథం నమః సమస్త భూతానామాది భూతాయ భూభృతే అనేక రూప రూపాయ విష్ణవే ప్రభ విష్ణవే సశంక చక్రం సకిరీట కుండలం సపీత వస్త్రం సరసీరుభేక్షణం తహార వక్షస్థల శోభికౌస్తుభం నమామి విష్ణుం శిరసా చతుర్భుజం ఛాయాయాం పారిజాతస్య హేమ సింహాసనోపరి ఆసీనమంబుదశ్యామమాయతాక్షమలంకృతం चन्द्राननम् चतुर्बाहुम् श्रीवत्साङ्खितवक्षसम् रुक्मिणी सत्यभामाभ्याम् सहितम् कृष्णमाश्रये.
सो वी विल् गिव् यू सम् आफ् द मीनिङ्ग्स् आफ् दिस् शङ्खचक्रम्. Shankha is the conch, chakram is discus, kirita kundalam, crown and earrings, kundalam is earrings, pita vastram, pita means yellow, vastram is clothes, sahasi ruha ekshanam, lotus like eyes, ekshanam means eyes, sahasi ruha means lotus, sahara vakshastala, sahara means wide, vakshastala means chest, kaustubha means gemstone, namami means I pray, sirasa means I bow down with my head, Chaturbhujam to the four-handed one. Chandrananam means moon-faced. Chandraananam. Bahum. Chaturbahum means four hands, four-handed one. So we now move on to the main set of stanzas for the Vishnu Sahasranamam, starting from stanza number one.
विश्वम् विष्णुर्वषत्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभुः भूतहृद्भूतभृद्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः.
सो दिस् इस् स्टान्जा वन्. ॐ विश्वम् विष्णुर्वषत्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभुः भूतकृद्भूतभृद्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः. सो ईच् आफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् हेस् सिग्निफिकेन्स्. विश्वम्, ओम् विश्वम्. विश्वम् मीन्स् ही यूस् द मेनिफेस्टेशन् आफ् दि होल् यूनिवर्स् आफ़् फार्म्, the Virat Purusha. He is the whole cosmos of gross forms, and that is his expression. The Sanskrit term Vishwam comes from the root Vish, to enter. It means that he who has created and entered into the entire universe, that is, he is the all-pervading reality. It can also mean that into which the entire universe has entered into and remained therein established. The Upanishads have also assertions of similar ideas. Vishnu. The term Vishnu is dissolved as Veveshti Vyapnoti Iti Vishnu. That which pervades everywhere is Vishnu. So Vishnu means the one who pervades, or it has the nature of pervasiveness. He is everywhere. He is the one who pervades all, and nothing ever pervades him. The same idea is described by the typical style of the Puranas in the incarnation of Lord as the Vamana, the short boy who with 3 feet measured the entire universe. Because of this act, the Lord God named Vishnu, says the Mahabharata. Vishnu Purana says that the root Vish means to enter. The entire world of things is pervaded by him. So the word hence means that he is not limited by Desha or Kala or substance or Vashtu. Desha means space, Kala means time, and Vastu means substance. So he is not limited by these, and he pervades everywhere. Vashatkara. In the ritualistic portion of the Vedas, we find many mantras ending with the word Vashat, and they are used to pouring devoted and dedicated oblations. The term Vashatkara means he who is invoked, and for propitiating whom the oblations are poured in the Vedic ritualism using the mantras ending with Vashat. So he who is the form of Yajna, Vashatkara can also mean Yajna. In the Upanishads we find this meaning endorsed when it says Yajno Vai Vishnu. So Yajna itself is Vishnu. So Vashatkara means he who is the end result of all the rituals is Vishnu. Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. He who is the Lord, Prabhu, of the past, Bhuta, future, Bhavya, and present, Bhavat. So the time is the concept of the intellect. It expresses itself in the intervals between experiences, and these are registered as thoughts, and which are ever changing. This very change is known and experienced by us. The knower of the change must be something other than the change itself. So he who is the eliminator of all changes, meaning consciousness, is Lord Vishnu. So he is not conditioned by time. So that's what the Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. He is the Lord of time. Bhuta Krid. The creator, Krit, of all creatures, Bhuta Krit, that's what it means. So, the one reality that functions as the creator, sustainer, or destroyer, when he functions through the three gunas of the mind, preponderance and functioning through preponderance and rajaguna, he becomes creator, and through sattva guna, he is the sustainer, and through tamoguna, he is the destroyer. Bhuta Brit, one who nurtures and nourishes all living beings, living creatures in their attitudes, the reality. He's called Bhutabrat. So Bhava, Bhutabrat Bhava, he who becomes Bhava, Bhavati iti Bhava, himself into movable and immovable things of the world. He is the pure existence in all sentient organisms and insentient objects in the universe, and hence it indicated by the term Bhava. Bhutatma, he is the Atman, soul of all beings, the very be in the living things. So the infinite life playing through any given vehicle is called the Atman. This universal soul is called in the Vedanta the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahman. Bhuta Bhavanaha, one who creates and multiplies the creature, meaning the one who is the cause for birth and who is responsible for the growth of all creatures. So that's the end of the first stanza. We'll say it once again. It is Om Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabho. That's one word. Bhuta Krit, Bhuta Bhut Bhavo, Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha. Okay, we move on to stanza 2.
भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमा गतिः अव्ययः पुरुषः साक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोऽक्षर एव च.
भूतात्मा, one with an extremely pure existence. Bhutam is essence. One who is not affected by the least by the impurities of maya. The self is beyond all vasanas, and therefore he cannot be affected by anyone in the manifestation of maya. So he is the pure self, Bhutatma. Paramatma, he is the supreme, which transcends all limitations and imperfections of matter. In short, the transcendental reality. Muktanam paramagatihi, he is the final goal, paramagati, that is reached by all liberated beings. Avyayah, vyaya means destruction. And destruction cannot be without change. Therefore, that with this without destruction, avyaya, is changeless. So the Vishnu is changeless, and he cannot be destroyed. Purusha, one who dwells in the fourth city, Puru Seti iti Purusha. Metaphorically, the rishis conceive the body as a fortress with 9 gateways, Navadvara Dehi. So the term can be dissolved in different ways to give more suggestions to the nature of the self. Purusha means that which was before all creatures, Pura Asit iti Purusha, or one who completes and fulfills the existence everywhere, meaning without whom existence is impossible, Pura Yati iti Purusha. So these are all different varieties of the interpretation of the word Purusha. Sakshi means witness. In everyday life, he is a witness without any mental reservation or personal interest. He just observes in a detached manner what is happening in the field, given field of experience. So he is the consciousness. So according to the Panini Sutras, the word Sakshi is derived from Sa plus Akshi, meaning direct perceiver. Kshetrajna means one who knows the body and all experiences from within the body, is the knower of the field. Kshetra Agnya. He is the knower of the field. Kshetra is in field. So the bodies are the field, and the Atman illuminates them all without effort. Therefore, he is called the knower of the field, Kshetrajna. Akshara means again indestructible. Things which are finite are necessarily conditioned by time and space. The infinite is unconditioned, so it is called Akshara and indestructible. So let's go through that line once again. Bhutatma Paramatma cha Muktanam Paramagatihi Avyayah Purusa Sakshi Kshetrajnyo Akshara Evacha. Okay, we move on to stanza 3.
Yoga Yoga Vidam Neta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimhava Pushriman Keshava Purushottamaha.
Yoga, he is one who is to be known or realized through yoga. So, by withdrawing the sense organs of the objects of preoccupation, when the mind of the seeker becomes quietened, he is lifted to the higher plane of consciousness, where he attains yoga, meaning where he realizes the reality. So, yoga also means comes with the word yuj, which means tying or connecting with the Lord. Yoga vidam neta, one who guides all the activities of men, who knows yoga, yoga viti. So He is the ideal that commands and orders all activities in the bosom of man of realization in his God consciousness. Those who contemplate, the Lord says, those who contemplate upon me with total dedication, their daily welfare and spiritual progress I will bear. So that's what the Yoga Vidham Neta. He guides the activities of men. Pradhana Purusha Ishvaraha, the Lord of both Pradhana and Purusha. The term Pradhana means Maya, the total cause for the entire universe of forms. Purusha indicates individuality. In each of us, the Jiva, Lord Ishvara means the Master, Ishvara. The Lord of Maya and Jiva means the one who makes both these possible to exist and function. So the one infinite reality that manifests itself as Maya, Jiva and Ishvara is the essence in Vishnu. Narasimha Vapu, the one whose form, Vapu, is half human and half lion, Nara and Simha. This is the fourth incarnation of the Lord, which he took to destroy the tyrant Hiranyakashipu and bless his devotee Prahalada. Shriman, he who is always with the always with Shri. The mother Shri is mother Lakshmi. In the Puranic terminology, Lakshmi stands for all powers, all faculties. The total manifested power potential in the omnipotent is Lakshmi. So these powers are always in him, and therefore he is Shriman. Keshava, he has beautiful and graceful locks of hair, Kesha, and he is familiar as in Lord Krishna's form. It can also mean that one who destroyed the demarcation. Vah means in this case destroyed. Who was sent to destroy this child by Uncle Kamsa. Purushatma, Purushottamaha. The constitution of the individuality Jiva is made up of both the imperishable matter and the imperishable spirit. The spirit expressing itself through matter is the individuality Jiva. Just as the moon is something different from its reflections and the water surfaces, so to the self is in its transcendental nature something different from both matter, the perishable, and spirit, the imperishable, ever playing in this matter. So the transcendental truth is indicated by the term Supreme Purusha, Purushottamaha. That's the end of stanza 3. So let's do that once again. Yogo Yoga Vidham Neta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimha Vapushriman Keshava Purushottamaha. And go to stanza 4.
Sarva Sharva Shiva Sthanur Bhuta Dirnidhiram Yayaha Sambhavo Bhavano Bhatta Prabhava Prabhurishwaraha.
Sarva Sharva Shiva Sthanur. Sarva, he who is the all, he being the one cause from which has sprung all forth all things and beings. Sharva, the auspicious one, he who gives auspiciousness to those who hear of him, or to those who have a vision of him, or those who meditate upon him. Shiva, the one who is eternally pure. There can be never any contamination of the imperfection of Rajas or Tamas. Sthanu, this is the term. The term Sthanu is used for the permanent pillars that mark the frontiers of a country. The immovable fixed, the truth remains firm and motionless. So the word pillar is used to mention eternal, all-pervading pillar or motionless, this ancient one, says the Gita. Bhutadi, the very cause, Adi, of the five elements of which is space, air, fire, water and earth. Bhutadi. Avya Nidhi, the imperishable treasure. Nidhi means precious, that in which the precious things are stored away or preserved secretly. He is the substratum container for the entire universe, is the Nidhi. Sambhava, he who takes up by his own free will various incarnations for the glory of the world, is Sambhava. Bhavana, to do bhavana is to give. He who gives everything to his devotees is bhavana. He gives both joy and sorrow to each one of his devotees. And he who destroys evil and blesses the good is bhavana. Bharta, he who governs the entire living world, including protecting the world from all harms. Prabhavah, he who is the very womb of the five great elements, is that from which every concept of space and time have sprung from. Prabhu, the almighty Lord, he is all powerful. He who has the supreme freedom to do kartum, akartum, and not to do, or to do differently what he had already done. Anyata Kartum is considered Prabhu. So he has complete discretion. Ishvara, he who has the ability to do anything without the help of other beings or things, is called Ishvara. So let's do that once again. Sarva Sharva Shiva Sthanur Bhutadir Nidirav Nidir Avyayah Bhutadir Nidir Avyayah Sambhavo Bhavano Bharta Prabhuva Prabhunishvara. Okay, we move on to stanza 5.
Svayam Bhushyambhuraditya Pushkaraksho Mahaswanaha Anadini Ghanodhata Vidhata Dhaturuttamaha Apre.
Svayambhu Shambhuraditya. Svayambhu, the one who manifests himself from himself, is considered self-made. Svayambhu. Shambhu, he who brings auspiciousness. Shambhu is one of the famous names of Lord Shiva. By using this term in invoking Vishnu, by its suggestion declares that Vishnu and Shiva are not two divine entities, but are both manifestation of one essential reality. Aditya, the truth, Purusha, that glows with golden splendor in solar system, is called Aditya. There are 12 Adityas and one of them is Vishnu. Krishna himself declares, I am the Vishnu among the Adityas, in the Gita. The word Aditya can also mean son of Aditi, who was born in his Vamana avatara. The term Aditya can also mean in Sanskrit one who is like the sun. Directly or indirectly, the energy and nourishment nature comes from the sun. So in that way, the Brahman is the one sun in the universe of living creatures, illuminating in the experiences of all creatures. Pushkara Aksha, one who has eyes, Aksha, like the lotus, Pushkara. Joy and peace of an individual are expressed in the world outside at no other point so vividly as in the eyes. So, with his beautiful looks, the Lord magically lifts all sorrows in the devotee's heart and fills it with peace, joy and perfection. Mahaswanaha, he who possessing the thunderous voice of compulsion, swana means sound, he who call his thunder in all hearts, familiarly known as the compelling whisper of the higher. A swanam can also mean breath, he whose great breath is the very Vedas. So, we move on to the next word. Anadi Nidanam. He who has neither a birth. Adi. An means neither. Adi means birth, or Nidanam means death. Thus, he is, who is changeless. Yes, Vishnu. Dhata, who is the substratum for the world of names and forms, and who supports all fields of experiences therein, is Vishnu. Vidhata, the one who is the dispenser of the fruits of action. In the Karma Kanda portion of the Vedas, Ishvara is dispenses the dispenser of fruit. Karma Phala Dhata Ishvara. Dhatur Uttamaha. The fundamental Dhatu that forms the reinforcement of any existing thing is called Dhatu. And the elemental factors are also called Dhatus. The subtlest Dhatus, without which no existence is possible, is the Chit Dhatu. And this is called the Dhatu Uttamaha. So, this term is the subtlest of the dhatus. That's what this dhatur uttama means. So let's do that stanza again. Svayambhu Shambhur Aditya Pushkaraksho Mahaswanaha Anadi Nidano Dhata Vidhata Dhatur Uttama. Move on to the next line.
Meyo Rishikesha Padmanabho Mara Prabhu Vishwakarma Manuspashta Sthavishta Sthaviro Dhruvaha.
Aprameyo Rishikesha. Aprameya, he who cannot be defined and explained in terms of any logical term of reference with other things, should be necessarily be inexpressible. A thing that is directly perceived, pratyaksha, can be desired. Certain other things which may not be directly perceivable can be inferred, anumana, from the data available or estimated. So, but the infinite has no quote property, so you cannot even estimate him. So that's what this word aprameya mean. We can only experience him by ending all sense of separativeness and becoming one with him. Rishikesha, in the Puranic literature, the term is a close cropped, or one who is coiled up in his locks of hair. Rishi, Rishika plus Isha. Okay, it also means sense organs. The Atman as consciousness is the one who gives light to all sense organs and is the lord of all sense organs, and this is Vishnu. So there are some other meanings of this. Padmanabha, one who's from whose navel navel springs the lotus Padma, which is the seat of the four-faced creators, Brahma. Lotus in Hinduism represents the set of either truth or any of its manifested powers. The creative faculties in man flow from the navel area center and manifest as the four-faced inner equipment, Antahkarana, constituted of the mind, intellect, chit and ego. In the Yoga Shastras, we find a lot of details regarding this concept. According to them, every idea springs from him, Para. At the navel area, each of them comes to be perceived, Pasyanti, and thereafter they play in the bosom as thoughts, Madhyama, and last they are expressed, Vaikriti, Vaikari, in the outer fields of activity. This evolution of stages through which the very idea becomes action, the lotus is the symbolism of this, of the creator seated on the lotus, from which springs forth from the navel of the Lord, Supreme Vishnu. So Padmanabha, that's what it means. Amarah Prabhu, the Lord Prabhu of the immortals, Amarah. So he is even the lords of the immortals. Vishwakarma, he is the very creator of the world of objects, of all equipment, of experiences, of all experience. And the bosom is called Vishwakarma. Manuh, the term means one who has the ability to reflect upon the higher. Mananashila Manuh. This also means mantra as applied to the Lord, and one who has manifested himself in the form of the Vedic mantras. Tvashta, one who makes gross things of huge dimensions into minutest particles. At the time of the world's dissolution, the entire gross world folds back into its subtle elements until at last pure objectless space alone comes to remain. Stavishta, this is the superlative degree of gross sthula, and thus the supremely gross is the subtlest reality. The infinite as the subtlest is the all-pervading in its own nature. This is Mahavishnu. Staviro Dhruvah, the ancient Stavirah, and motionless or firm Dhruvah. He is called the ancient because the very first unit of time had arisen from him. He is the progenitor of the very concept of time in us. Time cannot condition him, and he becomes the most ancient. He is the first firm truth. Nothing that happens in the phenomenal world can affect him at any time. So the words again are Aprameyo Hrishikesha, Padmanabhu Amaraprabhu, Vishwakarma Manu Tvashta, Stavishta Staviro Dhruvah. We move on to the next lines.
अग्राह्यश्चाश्वतकृष्णो लोहिताक्षप्रदर्दनः प्रभूतस्त्रिककुब्धाम पवित्रं मङ्गलं परम्.
This is stanza 7. अग्राह्यः शाश्वतः कृष्णो. अग्राह्यः means that which cannot be perceived through the play of the sense organs. In short, that which is not an object of perception, but which is very subject. Who is the perceiver in all that is perceived? Agrahyas also means imperceptible and incomprehensible, that which the eyes cannot perceive, because of which the eyes are perceiving, understand that to be Brahma, Mahavishnu, and not that which you are here to worship. Shashvatah, that which remains at all times the same, the permanent. He is the very illuminator of time, and illuminator can be affected by what it illumes. This changeless reality is Vishnu. Krishna, the word Krishna means in Sanskrit the dark. The truth that is intellectually appreciated but spiritually not apprehended is considered as veiled behind some darkness. Krishna also means existence, Satta, and Krish means existence, and Na means bliss, Ananda, Satchit Ananda. So Vyasa in Mahabharata says Krishna means existence and bliss. Thus the very name divine Krishna represents the supreme Paramatma, or because of his dark blue complexion he is called Krishna. When the earth becomes shelled in its hard crux, I shall turn myself into the iron ploughshare and then plough the earth, which Krishna says. From the above meaning, Krishna also means the enchanter of his devotees, Akarshana. Truth is one which is irresistibly attracts everybody towards itself. They conclude that Krishna means one who sweeps away the sins in the heart of those who meditate upon him. The truth has got a magnetism to attract itself all the ego and egocentric passions of the individual. In this sense viewed, we need not consider Krishna as a deity of the farmyard and the agricultural estates. The Lord ploughs the hard stupidities in us and prepares the heart field, weeding out all the poisonous growths of sin and cultivates therein pure bliss, which is of the nature of reality. Lohitaksha means red-eyed. Very often we find descriptions in the Puranas where the Lord is explained as having eyes like the red lotus, hibiscus. Generally the ruddy eyes represent anger, and the incarnations are given for the purpose of destroying evil. So his anger towards the evil-minded materialists who live ignoring the higher values of life. Pratardhanaha, the root tarda means destruction. The prefix pra or the pratardha means supreme destruction. The one who does this total destruction is the Lord in the form of Rudra at the time of great dissolution, Pralaya. Prabhukta, the term means born full or ever full. He is full and perfect of his essential nature as the transcendental reality. Trika Kubdhama, one who is the very foundation or support, dhama, of the three quarters, Trikakub. So the three planes of consciousness, the Jagrat, the dream Swapna, and the sleep, deep sleep, Sushupti conditions are supported by him. The fourth plane of consciousness is the substratum for all the other three planes, which is this Lord. Pavitram, he who gives purity to the heart. To the seekers who are meditating upon it, he gives inner purity and he is known as Pavitram. Pavi means the weapon Vajra or thunderbolt. He who gives thrum, his devotees, who saves his devotees from the thunderbolt of Indra is Pavitram. This is incident of Giridhara in the Krishna Leela. In the Vedanta, Indra signifies the mind. Mind's cross purposes, confusions, intellectual compromises, and consequent self-cancellation of our mental powers, kalpa vikalpa, can be the great thunderbolt of the mind, with which Indra, the mind, can destroy in no time all the acquired tapas of the sadhaka. Deep devotion, ardent meditation, and firm faith in the Lord Vishnu can save the sadhaka from such mental storms, and therefore the Lord acquires the name Pavitram. Mangalam Param. Param Mangalam is the Mangalam is that which not only removes the dark pains of evil but also brings the bright joys of merit. Param Mangalam is the supreme Mangalam, and it can be none other than he by whose remembrance the inauspicious gets lifted up and all auspiciousness floods our heart. And the Upanishad declares, may that Brahman who removes all inauspiciousness in man and gives man all auspiciousness by a mere remembrance of him give us this auspiciousness. So the stanza 7 again was Agrahya Shashvatah Krishno Lohitakshah Pratardhanah Prabhuta Trikagubdhama Pavitram Mangalam Param. You move on to stanza 8.
Ishana Pranada Prano Jeshtha Sreshtha Prajapatihi Hiranyagarbho Bhugarbho Madhavo Madhusudanah.
Ishana Pranada Prano Jeshtha Sreshtha Prajapatihi. Ishana means the controller of all the five great elements. When this term is used, the Ishvara becomes the administrator of his own law in the phenomenal world of purality. The executive function of his infinite will, when manifested through him, the Lord Ishvara, is also said to function as Ishana. Or the term can mean one who is the supreme Ishvara, the Parameshvara. Pranada, he who gives pranas to all, is called Pranada. So all manifestation of life in a living body is also called prana, and he is the source of the life. Prana, which sustains, that which sustains is prana, and that which has got prana functioning is called prani. Since the Lord is termed as the same very same prana, it by its suggestion is that he who ever lives, so or the immortal one. Jeshtah means the older than all. He is the infinite, the oldest one. Shreshta is the most glorious one. Is a superlative degree of glory, Shreya. Prajapati, the Lord Pati of all living creatures, Praja. The term Praja means children. Therefore, Prajapati means the great father from whom all beings of the living kingdom are his own children. It means also in the sense the creatures. The creator who creates all the creatures. Hiranyagarbha, he who dwells in the womb, Garbha, of the world Hiranya. So all these are indwelt by the Lord, declares the Upanishad. The golden universe is an idiom in Sanskrit where gold means objects of fulfillment and joy. One who dwells in them is Hiranyagarbha. The term can also mean he who, having become the first creator, has come to be considered as the womb of all objects. Bhugarbha, he who is the very womb of the world, Bhu, from whom the world has emerged. The cosmic form of the Lord, the world, occupies a significant though sacred position, just as a fetus in the womb, constantly and lovingly nurtured and nourished by the very essence of in the mother. Bhu is the earth and the divine consort of Hari, Garbha. Madhava, the lord of Maya, the spouse of Mahalakshmi, is Madhava. The term can signify the one who is ultimately experienced through a diligent practice of the Madhu technique, the famous Madhu Vidya of the Chandra Yoga Upanishad. The term Madhava can mean one who is the silent Mauni, who is the never interfering observer, the silent witness of the physical, mental and intellectual activities in the realm of change. To put it in one word, he is the one whom the seeker experiences when he has stilled in his mind, which has been purified by the yoga practices. Madhusudanaha, one who has destroyed the great demon Madhu. The story of Vishnu destroying these two demons, Madhu and Kaitabha, is a story of secret suggestions in the Mahabharata. Madhu also means Veda. Madhu is honey and the fruits of actions, karmapala. Actions leave impressions, and these sensuous vasanas are destroyed by meditations of the reality. So Supreme gathers to itself the name Madhusudanaha, the destroyer of vasana. Stanza 8, therefore, is Ishanah Pranadah Prano Jeshta Shrishta Prajapadhi Hiranyagarbho Bhugarbho Madhavo Madhusudanaha. We move on to stanza 9.
Ishvaro Vikrami Dhanvi Medhavi Vikramakramah Anuttamo Duradharshak Kritajnakritiratmavan.
Stanza 9. Ishvaro Vikrami Dhanvi Medhavi Vikramakramah Anuttamo Duradharsha Kritajna Kritiratmavan. Ishvara, the one who is omnipotent and so has all powers in him to the full. The manifested powers of life express themselves in every intelligent man as the power of action in the body, Kriya Shakti, the power of desire in the mind, Icha Shakti, and the power of knowledge in the intellect, Jnana Shakti. All these three powers are the manifestation of him, and since he is the one everywhere, he is the total mighty power, the great Vishnu, Ishvara. Vikrami, one of full of prowess, Vikrama, courage, daring, or it can be one who has special footsteps. This term commemorates how the Lord is Vamana, measured with his tiny three steps, all the three worlds. Dhanvi, Lord Vishnu's divine bow, is called the Sharanga and is described as the mightiest among weapons. One who is having the mighty bow at all times is Dhanvi. It also reminds of his incarnation as Sri Rama, and in order to protect the world from the mighty Rakshasas of Lanka, he had to dedicate a substantial part of his life, almost certainly constantly wielding his bow. And Sri Rama came to be known as Dhanushpani. In this attitude of protection, he is known as the Kodandarama. Thus the term Dhanvi, the wielder of the bow, is quite appropriate for Vishnu. I am the Rama among the wielders of the bow, says the Gita. Medhavi means supremely intelligent, one who is capable of understanding everything. He who has the capacity to comprehend intellectually all that is happening around is called Medhavi. Since consciousness is the one light in which all living creatures, which illuminates all intellects, since Vishnu is his infinite consciousness, he is the one knower, knowing all things at all times at once. Hence, Saraswati, the goddess of learning and knowledge, is described as the very tongue of Lord Vishnu. Medhavi, that was supremely intelligent. Vikrama, while describing the term Vikrami, we had already explained the meaning contents of Vikrama, and thus Vikrama is an appellation that has come to Vishnu as a result of a supernatural act of measuring the universe in three steps. Also Vi means the king of birds, the white-necked eagle. Krama means steps, and therefore the movement or travel. This terms the Vikrama can mean one who rides the white eagle. The mind is Vishnu. He who is described as having Garuda for his vehicle or his vahanam. So Vikrama. Krama, he who is all-pervading, is Krama. Because of all-pervasiveness, the infinite is called Vishnu. That which goes beyond all frontiers is known as the Supreme, and therefore in the description of him who has manifested in the cosmos, we have in the Purusha Sukta an indication that he not only pervades all, but that is known, all that is known, but extends even beyond by 10 digits. Atyatishat dashangulam. Anuttamah, one who is incomparably great in glory. Anuttamah, in the Sanskrit construction of the word, it means something more than what we have said. It means he is the one beyond whom there exists none who is greater than he, unexcelled. The Upanishad itself describes him. In the Gita, it is said that for thy equal exists not when another superior to thee. So, Anuttama means unexcelled. Duradarsha, one who cannot be attacked, stormed, or beleaguered successfully. In short, he is the all-powerful. In the Puranas, we find Daityas and Asuras, and among mighty and powerful ones, become themselves helpless victims of his power and come under his sway. To one who has realized the infinite, the lower nature of the mind, Daityas, and the enchantments of the senses, Rakshasas, are all helpless to overwhelm him. So, Duradarsha means cannot be, one who cannot be attacked successfully, or all-powerful one. Kritajna, he is the one, he knows what all that is done by all. The one knower who knows all physical activities, all emotional feelings, and all intellectual thoughts or motives. He illuminates them all in all times, and he is called Kritajna. Vishnu is the one who knows clearly the exact depth of sincerity, the true ardency of devotion, the real amount of purity of his devotees, and brings joy and bliss to their hearts. Kriti, the one who is the very dynamism behind all activities. He is inevitably behind the result of actions. He is called the Kriti because it's he who visits to bless the good and punish the evil. In short, he is the one who rewards all our actions. Kriti. Atmavan, he who is the self in all beings. In the Chanda Yoga Upanishad, when the disciple asks, where does the Lord, the Infinite, stand established? The Shruti answers, in his own glory, established ever is the self. Atmavan. So the stanza again, stanza 9, was Ishvaro Vikrami Dhanvi Medhavi Vikramah Kramah Anuttamo Duradarshak Kritajna Kritiratmavan. We go to stanza 10.
सुरेश शरणं शर्म विश्वरेत्रः प्रजा भवः अघ संवत्सरो व्याल प्रत्यय सर्वदर्शनः.
सुरेश शरणं शर्म विश्वरेत्रः प्रजा भवः. सुरेश, the denizens of heavens are called in the Puranas Asura. So Isha means the Lord. Suresha therefore means the God of gods, or the Lord of the Suras. The gods are called themselves called Suras because they are capable of blessing their devotees with the fulfillment of desires. Therefore, Suresha means one who is the best among those who fulfill the demands of their devotees, Suras. In short, he is the one who gives the supreme state of beatitude and consequently the total liberation from all desires of the ego. Sharanam, the refuge of all who are suffering from the thraldom of imperfection in life. According to the Sanskrit lexicon, Amarakosha, the term Sharanam means protector and also home. Since the Lord is the ultimate goal, Sharanam, he is the destination or the harbour. The one who realizes him comes to live in him. He is the home to which the prodigal son Jiva ultimately returns. Not only for the man of realization is he the home, but for all creatures, movables and immovables, he is the home, to which they all disappear to rest and to revive during pralaya or sleep. Sharma, one who is himself the infinite bliss. Transcending the mind lie the shores of bliss beyond the waters of agitations. The infinite is described in our Upanishads as the Satchit Ananda, ever the same, Shantam Shivam Sundaram. The Vishvareta. Reta means seed. The term connotes that he is the seed from which the tree of life has sprung forth. He who is the very cause of the entire play of experience in the world of pluralistic objects, Sarva Prapancha Karana Bhuta, is called Vishvareta. Praja Bhava, he from whom all living creatures, Praja, spring forth, Bhava, is called Praja Bhava. Aha means, aha has two meanings, the 24-hour day or the 12-hour day time. He is the nature of the daytime, means he is the one who is effulgent and bright as the daylight that illuminates all objects around. Samvatsara, one who is the nature of the year, meaning one who is the lord of time, he from whom the very concept of time rises. Vyala, one who is unapproachable. Vyala also means serpent. To those who have no devotion or understanding, God or truth is as horrible as a serpent. Moreover, it's so difficult to grasp in our understanding that it is like a serpent, ever eluding, always a slippery. Vyalah. Pratyah, one whose very knowledge, very nature is knowledge, that the supreme is knowledge, absolute is very well known. It is the light of consciousness that all knowledges are possible. Knowledge of a thing is the awareness of its nature. Awareness is knowledge. And since the supreme is the one awareness everywhere, all knowledges spring from the self. He is called the pure knowledge. Consciousness is Brahman, is one of the Mahavakyas. Sarva Darshana. The term all-seeing is very appropriate in as much as the Supreme Consciousness has been defined and indicated in the Keno Upanishad, that which the eyes cannot see, but because of which the eyes see. He is the seer of the eyes, the hearer of the ears, the speaker, the feeler, and the thinker. And since this principle of consciousness is one everywhere, as expressed through the equipments, it is indeed the one seer in all-seeing, everyone everywhere. So, Sarva Darshana, that's what this means. So, let's do that stanza again. Suresha Sharanam Sharma Vishvareta Prajabhavaha Ahat Samvatsro Vyalah Pratyah Sarva Darshana. This is stanza 10. So, we'll continue from stanza 11 in the next part.